Here we are. Welcome back to the Art of Storytelling, Taos by Law. I am your host, Law. As you know, this is What's Your Story, Season 2, the finale with the nerds is around. Hope you guys enjoyed Part 1, and I hope you guys stay tuned for more of what's to come, not only with our projects at Nerds Around, but my projects, the projects over at Imbion. Geek Ronin has stuff still in the works. Shout out to Tommy. Shout out to the whole crew over at Imbion, my family, my compatriots. You guys are truly some of the best people I've had the pleasure to know in a long time. And I am looking forward to what's to come. And I hope you guys, this audience, this family that I've grown here, are just as excited to see what we grow and what we foster in the future. With that said, enjoy this last episode of season two.
Were you, let's backtrack a little bit more. Were you always an artist, or was that something that came in the later years?
No, I was always an artist.
Okay.
I definitely have an up.
Were you the kid who copied the Dragon Ball Z 90s stuff that you had on printouts in your textbook?
Well, in high school, I didn't do a lot of the Dragon Ball Z art. I was more of trying to redraw a lot of the Marvel and Image characters, creating my own characters, doing a lot of that stuff. That was what I was doing.
What were some of the early influence artists?
It was definitely that Image crew that started.
So like the Jim Lees.
The Jim Lees, Todd McFarlane's, Rob Liefeld's. And I just had to soak up. Those were the guys that sold it for me, was that bad art in the 90s. The big boots, the really outrageous looking characters. Yeah. And I loved all of that. I got into Japanese anime heavily, I would say, when I was in college, but before that, in high school, because there was Armageddon the Third, Ghost in the Shell, that kind of inspired me into sci-fi stuff,
right?
Along with Aliens, but and then started getting into Dragon Ball Z, Tenchi Muyu. I definitely liked more than Dragon Ball Z, because at the time, I felt like I was looking for animes that had stories that ended, or stories that continued, because of Dragon Ball. He's doing a Kamehameha for the next 15 episodes and then finally we get him to fight. I was in NYIT. I was going there for graphics design. And I fell out of love with art at that time, because I don't think I had the support system that I developed later in the years. Okay. What had happened was that I remember going with my dad to, on one of his jobs, because he used to be a porter at a courthouse.
Mm.
One of the lawyers was like, "Oh, you don't want to draw cartoon characters and all that. There's no money in that. Be an architecture." There's nothing wrong with architecture. Like, I kind of like it now.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see me in that field.
Right.
And it's like, I was like, "Dude, you kind of shitted on my dream."
Does it not flex the creative muscles that you want, or it just didn't line up artistically with where you're at?
At the time where I was at, the creative ideas, the stuff I wanted to do creatively, like getting into comics and all that, you didn't have that back then. You didn't have people talking, like they frowned upon it. And right. I ran into a lot of that. I know there were conventions, but I didn't know of them. They weren't heavily advertised or popularized or mainstream, definitely in New York at the time.
Mm.
So really, it was more of hitting a brick wall. And I think the final straw was that I had this vision of a book, because we had to make a book project for one of our finals, and I had this really out of the wall idea. I'm like, instead of a book, why don't we use like a DVD case, make the DVD case like the book cover, and then in there, it's like, teacher looked at it and fucking destroyed it. And wow. I would say that was the end of my art career right there.
That was the end of that chapter.
Because it's like, again, they, I don't,
Support the arts, man. Yeah, like, dude, support your kids, support the dreams, man. Like,
it was definitely art. And then also, too, at the time, too, like, the school had lost my loans, so I couldn't afford to go to school anymore. So I had to drop out NYIT. It was like their financial aid system at that time was a fucking mess with the Manhattan campus, and so gotcha. I dropped out. Was lost in limbo for a while. I did Pro-America. But the one thing I took away from Pro-America was that I learned how to speak more to people.
Okay.
Because before that was tough.
It would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was top prospector the first year. It was nuts. I was like, oh, this is probably a passion. I could do it. And I think that's what led into the whole sales thing.
Right.
Because, like, you know, you had to sell, but no one was going to listen to a punk kid about financial stuff.
Right.
And all that. And the guy who was the regional vice president at that time kind of took advantage of young people. Mm. That time is when I started dating Jesse, too. And I quit that job because he was telling me I couldn't go on vacation for my birthday. And I said, fuck you. I'm going. He calls me.
Gave him the half-baked fuck you, fuck you.
I gave him a little subtle fuck you, only because, like, I was trying to leave.
I don't see you being subtle in your fuck yous.
No. This is how I did it. How I quit there, I didn't give them notice. What I did was that
team burning bridges.
Oh yeah, I was burning the fucker down. Like, it started off that I had love for this guy, but then it's like after a while I saw how full shit he was. It's like, you know, dude, you keep pushing your audit back. You keep pushing your audit back.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the time I was like, you know, you're just full of shit. It's like, I'm telling you, I'm trying to leave and then you're not trying to let me leave. And then I was like, yo, I'm going to go on vacation. Oh, you're lucky that, you know, you get this vacation because companies don't give you these vacations and all that. I'm like, wait, what? And I knew it was bullshitting me. So, and then he was always late with giving me my payments. I remember there was one time he was late to give me money. And I had to go meet Jess at the time in Staten Island. I was like, dude, where the fuck are you? Like, I got to go leave. And I, at the time, not driving. I'm taking the fucking train. The train from Westchester.
Ugh.
Six train.
Oh.
And I had to get to the Staten Island Mall.
Oh, no.
And he was like hours late.
No, baby. No, what is you doing?
So he was like, I was like, dude, where's my money? He was like, oh, I forgot to leave it there at the office. I'm like, so that's that whole story. But and how I quit was that so Jesse got me tickets to go back to California with her, but also to go to Vegas. It's my first trip to Vegas. So after that work day, I was on a flight out. I didn't show up. He's like, where are you? He calls me. And it's California time. He goes, where are you? You're not in the office. I'm like, I'm sick. He's like, well, you know you got the order tomorrow and all that. You're going to be here tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. Hung up the phone, hopped in the car. We were out to Vegas.
What a flex.
Did he call you back?
No.
Because he knew.
After I didn't show up again, I'm like, fuck this guy. I'm like, I was done. It was really, really, really done. Because he had promised business. He had promised this. My license ended up lapsing. Mm. I saw how he screwed over people. I told him, listen, I'm done forging people's names, because he was always forging people's names. It was super craziness.
So what was the transition then? When did you go, I'm going to make art, like, this is going to be my life right now? Like, this want to focus on it being your career path?
Well, I still wasn't on that path yet because I had done the 11 years with Cablevision. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I went to my first Comic-Con. But even before that,
lives everywhere.
But even before that, I was kind of doing some creative work, because, like, I had gotten into, like, I was just dabbing into, like, stupid stuff here and there. Like, at one point, for like a little hobby, I was doing this thing with, like, little sprite micro heroes.
Okay.
I was known as Twisted Micros because we all had, like, these whole, like, alias names. So
where are those? Like, that sounds legit.
It's a website. It's Jerome Gallica.
Pull out the archives, brother. We gotta rehash some shit.
But yeah, good. these things I made in MS Paint.
Tome, bring up the laptop.
I made
What was the name of the website?
I gotta type it in. These things I made in MS Paint.
Wow.
Microsoft Paint, and And then after that, like, you know, then I started drawing again. I got, like, a pad and all that mm-hmm. because, like, I was making these things on computer and just stopped from there. So when I started drawing again, I was doing Sonic fan fiction characters, like my design of Sonic characters. And
that's a very deep rabbit hole.
Yeah, it is. But
anytime you get into fan fiction and animation, it's a very deep rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah. So, and then I went to my first Comic-Con. Then I went to my first Comic-Con, and that's when I really knew that this is what I wanted to do.
So at this point, you hadn't finished school. What made the decision for you to go back to school and, like, go into animation and, like, get your degree in that?
What made me go into my, like, we were always talking about it, me and Jesse, about me going back to school. I was interviewing schools. Hold on, let me see.
Let's do a brief pause.
We'll just.
It is still up and running. It's pretty dope.
The creators on that site. So, yeah.
Links in the description for sure.
So we were always talking about, like, me going back to school. I was very anti-school, especially after my experience at NYIT.
Right.
Found the whole experience a waste of time.
And that'll do it.
Cablevision, I had paid off my student loans.
Okay.
So I was debt-free at the time. Not that now. So I was debt-free at the time. I was doing great. And then I decided that, you know, after getting involved with a lot of the stuff in the creative scene, I was like, you know what? I think what will help me, my stock, is to get my degree and to network with people, which I've got a buddy, Robert, up in, like, Rhode Island now, and finding out that Tommy and me went to the same school, which was Full Sail. Because when I made this decision, I had started interviewing schools.
Mm.
And the... Yes. Yes.
Oh man, next season this might go to video, TBD. But
after the recording, I'll show you guys the ones I created, because I did a bunch of ones on there that was pre fan fiction. But
Toad is trying to keep the straightest of faces right now, and it's barely working.
It's doing all the creative. So I went to school for Full Sail. I did online classes and graduated in 2019.
Woo-hoo. Whoop,
whoop. It was a tough
track. You guys both graduated. I was like,
that math class almost got me.
I saved your ass.
That's what friends are for, man. No, for real.
I saved them. I came here and did the final clutch.
Clutch. That's what friends are for.
Yep. I needed that math class was just passed with a C, but we did it. Made it here,
Ninja. We made it.
Oh yeah. So that's where school came in, and that's, you know, creative scene was just going to my first con, and that was it, man.
Nice. Victory. Rick the fist bump No, look at you going. Look at you.
After.
We're almost done. I promise we're almost done. We're, like, nearing the end.
I'm having fun with this.
Listen, I'm always welcome to have guests come back, for sure. And we could deep dive a little bit more. The last few would be, what is a very, like, cherished memory of this group? This ragtag nerds group that we've...
You can't pick one memory. There's just too you many.
Top two or three. Like, just a handful of, like, good memories that you guys are like.
Sebastian's birthday.
Which one? At this point, they're all one.
They're all one, but we all have our moments at Sebastian's birthday. Okay. What's a good one? I don't know. I mean, even when we do our reviews and stuff, our Game of Thrones nights were good.
Thanksgiving.
This was good.
Thanksgiving last year was really good.
Was good. Game of Thrones nights were good.
Oh man, the Game of Thrones nights were awesome.
Even though we were disappointed, it was still a good time.
I was still trying to save that season, and finally, I was like, nope.
I'm glad you came to the right team.
Right.
When we record and we start bullshitting with each other, it's a good time.
Beer pong.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's hard. Yeah. It's hard.
It's really hard. It is.
It's hard because it just seems like we see each other so much now.
Pool hall. Pool hall.
Oh,
rest in peace. Pour one out for our pool hall. Rest in peace, man.
To our pool hall. Yeah.
Say goodbye. All right, that's it. We can only get that much before we get copyright strike.
But yeah, I would just say like we spend so much time together nowadays. Mm. That we always find a way to have a good time. We're always laughing. We're always jabbing. We're always trying to figure out.
I also love that we've brought this fold into other aspects, like having the Nerds and the Geek Ronin podcast, like team up kind of thing. That was really fun.
That was fun.
You go and do yours, but like I've got a bunch.
I mean, there are too many moments.
I'm sorry, and having you guys like integrated with my family is like fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I love your family. Yeah. Love your family.
I mean, I'm not going to pick a favorite moment because there's just too many. But what I am going to say is that what I do, like, ever since this trio has gotten together, I'm going to say I'm proud of seeing the growth in both of you in terms of family, careers, paths,
and
everything.
Are you proud, Papa?
Okay. Papa, can you hear me? No, I mean, it's
our podcast growing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's just these accomplishments. It's like, you know, seeing everything from the sidelines. It's like it's like, you know, oh, my boy's doing it. He's got it. Like, he just got this accomplishment. He's doing this here. He's doing it. Tone got the new job.
I think seeing the level of support from all of us. Yeah, like seeing like Tone was like not so much struggling, but like having his moments of like, I just got to get through school. Like, I just need to graduate. Having you like frustrated with like projects that were like due and having to redo submissions for school. And I'm just like on the sidelines going, I wish I knew that struggle because I dropped out. Like, you know what I mean? But like the support system was so real for us. And I absolutely, absolutely love that aspect for us.
Yeah, and I think that's like...
And now Tony's a part of the Imbion fam, yo. Like, it was bound to happen, but the way it happened...
Yeah, I know.
Fastest promotion. Fastest integration and promotion in history. That was so dope.
Dude, I remember... It's just... Because, like, Eric was... I remember that phone call. And it was really dope to be on that phone call because I remember just, like, you're always cheerleading Tony. I was always cheerleading Tony for him. And then to see that accomplishment was done and he finally got to interview and speak with Tony, you already knew just by that phone call something special was happening. It was like, oh, shit. And then when you were like, oh, wait, facts that you got to add to the groups and everything. And it was just like...
And you've definitely, like, listen, you've only been on the team a couple months at this point. Barely?
Like a month.
A month? And you, like, showed up, like... so much energy and just brought like so much great feedback that we needed. I think we were missing that little sound bite to kind of just fully round things out for us.
But I think that's why a lot of things work together so well. The fact that we, the three of us here, bounce off so many ideas off of each other. Mm-hmm. It's just really
I think it's good because we can kind of lift each other up where someone's strong in one aspect but not necessarily strong on the other. We are definitely a well-balanced team.
Like lifting me up and pronouncing people's names, right?
Yo.
Yes.
We try. And listen, there is recorded moments where we've been so proud of you. Like, it's first a level of shock. So me and Tone definitely look at each other and go, did he just do that? And then we're proud. And then, like, 5 seconds later, you fuck it up again, and we're just like, come on. And you're so close.
And we're back.
But it's fun. It's fun. I mean, I generally love every aspect of where we've come from, what we are, our backstories, and just, oh, man, it just I just see so much more, especially, like, how, you know, the situations that we have going on right now with a lot of stuff, how it was just all hands on deck. And then we're all just like, okay, how can we make this work better? How can we make this work quicker? We're like, you know, like we'll get bummed for like 5 minutes
Yeah.
But then we see and we know, like, when Tony lights up with an idea, when you light up with an idea, Law, when I, and it's just like, holy shit, there we go.
We can see it when the group chats are going berserk at this point, and it's just like, yeah. Oh, okay. Like, things are happening, and it's just a beautiful thing to watch.
That's beautiful.
What are you guys looking forward to in the future? As far as like personal growth, whatever the case is, where you see the channel going, Beyond Fam.
I think so for the podcast, like reaching folks that are not really in our immediate circle,
mm-hmm.
And then connecting with other people that follow us. So like I've noticed that we've had some other geek podcasts follow us,
mm-hmm.
and I think maybe we reach out to them and have like a cross collaboration episode. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's been our whole thing anyway, just bringing people together and talking to them. I think we have a better product when it's not just the three of us just talking, mm-hmm. Like we did our My Hero episode, and that's fun, and we should be talking about that in a bit. But I think we really shine, I think, when we have an extra person on with a different perspective to kind of bring it all in together. Even if it's not an interview, it's kind of just like them coming in just to talk about whatever's coming up, whatever mm-hmm. we're reviewing. And so maybe reaching in and reaching out to folks that maybe we don't have a connection with except through Instagram or whatever. And they just kind of vibe with us.
Right.
And we kind of take that next step of just being those folks that have great chemistry and have a great vibe with each other. But also we work well with other creators, and just,
I think the biggest test was Naja, because she was because none of us had ever met her before.
Yeah.
And right. She's fucking hella dope. And just, like, I don't know, everybody who's come on even before her, we each one of us knew at least mm-hmm. That person. And so with her coming on, I think it was the biggest test for us.
Right.
Because we didn't know her from a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And just the energy that was there, the way we all vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
it was definitely a vibe in the room. Yeah. Like,
and I think that's what we bring to the show is the fact that even before when she came on, Dennis, he was like, yo, I love this vibe.
Mm-hmm.
This is dope. And that's the one thing that's been consistent, that everyone mm-hmm. just loves the vibe, because we're not your run-of-the-mill podcast. I don't know right. many people will always say it about their shows, but reality is that I don't want to do the same thing that everyone is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the fact that, we do have our talking points, but to keep it as unscripted as possible, because that's how you get the natural vibe of people in their natural element, and just have people come on where they're having fun. We can bullshit, talk, but at the end of the day,
like Tone said, his boy said that we feed off each other so well that for us to do anything, as we've seen before, us trying to do scripted stuff never works for us because it takes 15,000 different things
for shit.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it was a test of time. We had a great time with Naja,
mm-hmm.
because again, we got to weave out, right. but at the same time, we got the message across of what she was doing,
mm-hmm.
what she's looking to do,
yeah.
what she's looking to build.
Yep.
And that's the one thing
that I think we've grown in, that we've practiced, like we've gotten all the early hiccups, that kind of those lulls out, those like trying to figure out who's going to take lead and point and whatnot. And like,
Steven's going to kill me for this one. I love you, Steve. Please don't kill me. But that early hiccup with that first edited episode. Oh, man.
I mean, I think we've really found our footing. And I think we've really found what our voice is for what we do.
He did. Yeah. And it was a lot of it. Like Eric says, it was a lot of trial and error.
Mm.
A lot of stuff that we threw out there. What worked, what didn't work. The fact that we now reintegrated video, it just gives more.
And the video works.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just 2 hours of video when we're not at that point where people are going to watch two hours of us.
Right.
But you give them 10 minutes or something on Instagram Live.
Yeah. Something easily digestible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something that you can watch on a break or when you're on the bowl,
I think it's like, it gives people a visual of seeing us, because we love
putting faces, this. Putting a face to the names,
but also to like
to the voices.
Everyone we've had since we've started the video, we've had Aries, we've had Dennis and Naja on,
mm-hmm.
and just seeing how we were interacting with them and everything, and it's like, again, it just shows a cool vibe.
It gives a new light to this. Yeah.
And then even before that, again, we were playing around with that, and it happened. It was there.
Mm-hmm.
We've just now refined it.
Mm-hmm. I think we found the formula. We found the sauce.
Yes.
And we have our fun moments.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, we do.
Definitely. All right. In closing, do you guys want to leave off with anything? I usually like to go with if you have anything to say to your younger self. I think I've used that once in a while. But anything you would give either to your younger self, to your kids, to whoever, like that one nugget of advice. Because my thing that I always sign off with is follow your path. Like, I would not be here now if I didn't get bumped or like pushed into this path that I'm on now and stuck to it.
There's a lot of stuff I would love to tell my young self. Mm-hmm. But then I think about it too, like if that deviates from any, if I tell my young self that stuff like, you know, don't give up, keep pushing through the hard moments, I don't think I would be the person I am today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would have met the people that I've met today. And I definitely probably wouldn't have met my wife. I mean, at the end of the day,
I'll give you one better. What's something you want to leave the world with? What's your mark that you want to leave the world with?
What I want to leave the world with is just a better understanding of each other. I want my message to be out there.
It's beautiful.
No, it's true. I mean, we're in a day and age where we're divided by a lot of stuff, politics, religion. We're all human, regardless of our skin color and everything, religion and everything. Regardless of whatever it is, we're all human. I want to leave on this mark that we can have a conversation with each other and not hate each other at the end of it, but respect each other more and respect each other's views in terms of it and grow together. That's the mark I want to leave.
That was beautiful. Like, that really... my heart, man. Like,
Hallmark moment.
Tone, follow that up.
I guess. is it same question?
Same question. Well, I'll give you the option of either or. So, something you want to leave, like a message, something you want to leave to the Munchkins or just your younger self, or what is the mark that you do want to leave on this world?
Well, I would say the thing I would leave to myself is like, love what you love. You know, if you're into something, don't let anyone or anything or any external things take that away from you.
Mm.
I know I've dealt with that personally, and it's something that that changed me, I would say. And coming, you know, like, you know, I don't think there are any, like, you know, it's as trivial as it is. Anime is one of those things. I watched it a good amount of times from when I was up into high school, and then it kind of just stopped. And then I kind of got back into it, and I realized like how much I loved it, because like it was such a part of me growing up, you know.
Right.
But what I want to leave for the world, I guess. Jesus Christ.
Like you play this episode for Josie and Bear, you know, when they're older. And
my whole thing, and I think I've talked to this with Jackie when it comes to what's your purpose here.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole thing, and it can sound selfish, but you know, when you hear the explanation, it makes sense. I want my children to remember me for the things that I have done for them. So my son remembers the relationship he had with his father, the conversations he had with his father, how his father treated his mother, what his father was able to do and do for his family, so that he can look at what I've done in the past and what I've done for him, reflect and be like, okay, I'm proud of my dad for that. That's how I become a better man. That's how I grow up and become a man in today's society.
Mm.
For my daughter, I want her to look at me and see all the things that she can do, and also see that the way I treat her is the way she deserves to be treated by whoever her partner is in life. And so the successes I have and whatever that becomes, whether it's financial or whatever, I do it all, but I'm a good person, person that they can look up to, that they can reflect on and not feel any negativity towards. So that's like, that's for me, I would say is that.
Both of you guys, well done, well said. That's beautiful. That's honestly going to be toast to that. Cheers up.
Let's raise it up.
But I couldn't end it at any better. I appreciate you guys both. Thank you so much for closing season two of What's Your Story. Where can we find you guys? And, you know, obviously links in the description below, but...
Descriptions below. You can find me on Instagram at Sebastian Bonet Art. You can find me on Facebook. Just look for Sebastian Bonet. Probably find both accounts. For Twitter, I barely use Twitter, but I do have a Twitter. My Twitter handle is Sebastian Bonet Art.
There we go. Everything and everything got to be uniform.
No, it's yes. It's Seabass Bonart.
Seabass Bonart?
Yeah, just look for Sebastian Bonet. Okay. Find me.
And then Jesse and Sebastian. And
Sebastian on YouTube. Obviously, the Nerds of the Round.
And, gang, gang.
Yeah, and anything and beyond.
Yeah. Don't. We plug your social media because we're going to get you back. Yo, it's listen.
Not, I know, facts. I know. Anyway, so my Instagram is the Tone from Across the Hall, all one word.
Finally.
It's been like that for a while. Just because I don't update doesn't mean it's been like that for a while. However, the main social media that I care about is our Nerds of the Round social media. So the Nerds of the Round, all one word. Mm-hmm. And that is where you can find me.
On. The only alteration is the Twitter. Is Nerds OTR.
Yes, it's Nerds OTR. It's
the Nerds OTR.
The Nerds OTR.
Right.
Yeah. But Instagram is pretty much where we stand.
Mm-hmm. And then follow us on YouTube.
Yes, follow lots us on YouTube. Yeah. Comment and subscribe and like.
Lots of new content coming very, very soon. Thank you, Jesse, so much.
Yes, and please like and share and subscribe. Please, please, please. We love you guys.
Let me know if you guys want to connect too. If you guys are creators out there who have listened to our stuff and want to be on the show, hit me up. Yeah. Thank you guys so much again. From me to you guys, love you guys. Sorry it took so long to release this and get back to it, but I promise season three will be very, very soon coming. Catch you guys later. Love y'all. Peace. Follow your path.
And welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed the season two finale. It's really been a pleasure coming back to you guys. I missed you guys. I know I left you guys kind of, you know, hanging. I did start my YouTube, you know, coming back together and whatnot, getting some other projects going. So be on the lookout for that. Session season one has already released at the time of this, and session season two is in editing right now. So we are looking at releasing rather soon. It would be probably midway through, I would say November, when we start releasing some of that work for you guys. But a teaser will be coming very, very soon. So be on the lookout for that. Also, InBeyondCon 2020 virtual edition is coming August 22nd. Be on the lookout for that. It is a free event for everyone to come and check out. Lots of panels, lots of dope creators, and just an overall good time. If you enjoyed our shows in the past, or if you've always wanted to come to our shows and weren't able to, this is the perfect chance to come and, you know, hang out with the crew. And, you know, have a virtual family reunion of sorts. All right. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys. You are truly incredible and truly amazing. I will catch you guys next time. I promise. I promise. I'll be back very soon. And as always, make sure you follow your path. Peace.